Hey guys, I'm Aaron Krause. You guys probably know me as the daddy of the Scrub Daddy, but today I'm the daddy of the Tovey Stick, and I'm going to be talking to the two greatest guys on the Nasty Knuckles podcast.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast. With your hosts, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What is happening, Nasty?
What's up, Riggs? I don't know, man. Coming off a big loss this Sunday night in men's league to the pesky Blue Devils, who are without a lot of their top players. JR, Donnie, who else? Rhodesy wasn't there. Bobby wasn't there. Missing one other. I heard they still brought
their A game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they worked their bags off and they beat us a really good game. Their goalie was really good.
Yeah,
but they played awesome. They played too hard, man. You guys need to calm down. It's immensely,
pressure the puck,
dude.
Right?
They're all over
whatever
you.
League you're playing, and the same strategy applies.
Yeah,
pressure the puck.
Yep, Hedgehog played well. Hedgehog played well. They beat us, man. And it was actually a really good game. So that was fun. You had a couple snippety snipes. I couldn't get out of my own way. But Baller was there and got some good footage.
Yeah.
Baller's pregame speech obviously didn't work. I don't know, but fun playing those guys. They're good buddies.
You recover from that game?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like $1 million.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So you're ready to rock this weekend then.
Back in shape. So yeah, I'm ready for the weekend.
Oh, I was concerned that you're a little tired, a little fatigued. We're going to bring
your A-game
to
Nashville. Sleep when you die. I'll be ready. Don't worry.
All right.
You'll see, because you're not going to bed. I will make sure of that.
I
will figure something out.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But we're super excited about this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And in Flyerland, big trade with Drew, obviously, and a couple others. But
you're wiping tears away. It was crazy going to the game. Baller went, and Debo, and along with 20,000 others. And it just is weird to not see him there. You know, he's been there so long. But you know what? I don't know all the inside scoops, but it doesn't look like he was really offered anything or, you know, to come back. Hey, we'll let you go, try to win, but you're coming back. I could be wrong, but not sure you got back quite enough for what you're given. And nothing against Owen Tippett, good player, young. He's got obviously there's an upside there, you know, a couple picks. But from what some other players got, I just, you know, it's Claude Giroux. He's an elite player, whether they're, you know, he's got the haters. We've talked about it a million times, but I hope G goes and wins. I'm a Florida Panther fan
100%.
Now. The rest of this year. So it's so many things to say about G, you know, and when people have questioned before his leadership, I think just the players that have been on our show, if you don't, they're not just going, oh, yeah, he's a good leader. I mean, they're expanding on it, and it's what we've seen inside the locker room, which, again, a lot of people don't get that access and don't understand. But you're going to be missing more than an all-star player who has been an all-star since he was here. You're missing a lot more, but good for him, man.
Yeah,
he's got a really good chance. A little bit of, there were some people have been saying the Flyers of the South. We got a few of the old boys down there.
Yeah, Hager joins them.
Yep, Hager, and you got Bob, and we got the Butcher down there, Big Goody. And I told G to make sure you look at the very first team picture when you walk in the building today.
Got
the
kids there.
In there, yeah. I don't want to. Don't look at the year. Yeah. Don't look at the year. But
you haven't aged at all since then.
I have. it is sad, and I thought the tribute was really good. It was so great when Gavin raised his hand when his dad,
right.
G was acknowledging the crowd. That was one of the coolest things. But they're gonna miss him.
Yeah, no doubt. No, you know, I feel like we've talked about G more than any other player this whole season, obviously, for obvious reasons. I mean, we kind of expected something like this to happen, but I'm excited for him, you know?
Me too.
It's just like a fresh start and a great situation, great players. I mean, to me, he's got an honest shot to win. 100%. You know, moving down south ain't bad either with the sun and just, true. You know, just chillaxing and kind of just kind of finding his role within the team without having that extreme pressure on him and the media all over him and all the haters. So I think I'm excited for him. I think he needed to move on, and I think that's a good spot for him. So
I think also I couldn't agree more with you. It's a great spot, and then I guess he practiced with Barkov and Verhaeghe,
mm-hmm.
correct? That could be a pretty dangerous.
Oh my God! Right.
Line. I mean, I don't want to jinx him, and it could change too. You never know. I guess there's, but it's like play with a guy like Ville brought it up, like playing with Danny. When you have got minds that think alike and know and play the game so well and so smart, I'd have a hard time believing he couldn't play with those guys. You know, it could be scary. Could be scary.
Yeah, he complements that team and anyone he plays with. Like you're saying, like it doesn't matter who he's gonna play with. They got so much depth there that he's gonna find his little niche and just be G and do what he does best without having to deal with the rest of the fluff. So
I told him, I said, we were talking yesterday, and I said, where'd they put you up? You're probably on the beach right now. You're pissing me off. You know, and he goes, no, bro, all business, man.
All business.
And that's him.
Yeah,
that's
for
him,
sure.
Man. So,
I wish him the best.
Yeah.
And what about this little guy you fired up here the other day?
Well, I got to give I wanted to have something to wear to the game. You know, I've known G since he was drafted and become really good friends. And so I was like, oh, let's throw the number on, a little Nasty Knuckles. But our boy Kaz from Threadworks came up with the design, and G loved it. I wore it to the game, and it kind of was a hit. I had a ton of people asking me if where are they selling that in here. I'm like, well, give us a day.
Nasty just fired up one hat.
Only made one. Through the Claude Giroux Foundation, they're going to be up on our website tomorrow, correct?
Yep, absolutely. And all proceeds of the hat will go to the Giroux Foundation. So in honor of our friend Claude Giroux and your amazing idea and Kaz to actually bring this thing to life.
I'm going to have to give Kaz awesome most job. Credit because that's a pretty cool logo he
came
up
with. Absolutely.
It's, you know, for G, man.
Yeah, and we got a lot of a lot of good feedback when you posted it on IG the other day. A lot of people interested in it. So if you're still interested in it, check out our website for the Giroux hat. And again, all proceeds go to the Giroux Foundation.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So good job on that, Nast.
Oh,
you get a bonus point.
Oh, yes. I need as many points as I can get right now.
Yeah, you do. You do. All right. We're ready to rock. Episode 67. A little unique episode since we're going to Nashville.
Yes.
Smashville. With our friends and fans of Philly. This episode, we talk to Joe
DiMaggio.
DiMaggio from Fans of Philly.
Frenchman.
And our good friend Aaron Krause from Scrub Daddy and Tovey. So a little unique, special episode.
Yep. Who will be in Nashville
Who
as
will
well.
Be in Nashville as
this
well.
This could turn into a shit show, ladies and gentlemen.
Something tells me it will. And I think we're ready to rock.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Suttlemyer. And this week we have a special guest, the owner, the founder, the president, the big boss, my main man, Joe DiBiagio.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry. No. What's going on, brother? I was going to say, we thought it was a little Frenchness in there because Ryle's got some in him. But anyway, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. So happy to have you, brother, and so pumped we're going to be with you all weekend. Sorry for your luck, but we're pumped about it.
Yeah, we've been pumped for
for a while.
For 4 or 5 months at least. We've been talking about it. So why don't you talk about what Fans of Philly is and what spawned the idea?
Yeah, definitely. So we're just a full travel company. We organize travel packages for Philadelphia sports fans. So I actually got started in 2011. Well, my dad got me started on everything. I grew up with going to the road games with him. He would take me to one road game a year for the Eagles and then for the home games as well. And then So we would do local bus trips back and forth to New York and Washington, and I kind of just grew on that. And then as I went into college, we kind of grew away from the travel aspect of things. But I always appreciated like the father-son bonding side of it. And it was more than just the trip. It was the experience. So I knew I wanted to do something with travel, and I kind of continued the travel with my friends and did a local New York and Washington and Boston. And then it was our senior project at Widener University for business, and we had to come up with a business plan and a business idea and pretty much execute the business. And I came up with PhillyFunRides.com, and it was a business for college kids. We would take them to road games and home games. And we had to present it in front of all the business deans and the all the students in the business program. And we actually came in first place for it. So I kind of knew I had something going there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we did our first flyer strip in January 2011. I changed the name from Philly Fun Rides because I realized how horrible a name that was. Changed it to Fans
Philly
of
Fun Philly. Rides depends what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Changed it to fansofphilly.com. We actually came up with it on a driving range on a golf course.
There you go, right? Yeah.
It's me and my buddy. So we did our first trip in January 2011 for the Flyers up to New Jersey. It was just friends and family and a bunch of college kids. Flyers won. Everybody had a great time, and I was kind of hooked from there. We ended up getting a police escort out of the arena. Pissed off so many Devils fans along the way during the game. We were being so loud and obnoxious. They had to surround our section with security and police, and we had to wait for all the Devils fans to leave. And they escorted us out of the arena and to our buses, and there was just crowds of Devils fans waiting for us outside. It was pretty wild. And I kind of realized that, like, if I wanted to make this a legitimate business, we couldn't be getting police escorts.
Make it part of the business model, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew.
Did Howard Stevens have something to do with that?
No, that was before. Yeah. So I think their first trip was in 2016, Montreal. Yeah.
He's so crazy. I can see him starting. Yeah. I'm kidding. That's amazing, man. It doesn't surprise me that with Philly fans, like, we know how passionate everyone is here in Philadelphia, but.
Yeah,
I think we were fortunate enough. You guys took us to Arizona, and I think there were more Philly fans than there were.
Oh yeah, 100%
sure. Arizona fan, or at least definitely louder.
Yeah,
louder, and it was an unbelievable trip, man. You definitely know what you're doing. I see why you got an A and came in first place.
Yeah, right, 100%. School. Yeah, it's an amazing idea, and it's obviously grown a ton since 2011. I mean, how did you end up scaling that exactly? I mean, you just kind of bang out one trip and then do another, and then...
Honestly, it was word of mouth. Everybody had a good time on the first trip. They started telling people. It was kind of whispered down the lane. We ended up doing two more Philly trips and Flyers trips during that year. We realized that there was a couple other companies already doing the Eagles travel, so we kind of tried to focus in on the Flyers and kind of corner the market. And we did a pretty good job with it. We scaled with building up our social media and everything and made the right partnerships. We actually partnered with Flyers Nation early on, and they kind of just took it to another level as well. So been good friends with Sean ever since, and he still supports everything. So
it's amazing, man. I like that you do all the sports too, right? Like, I think it's cool, but I'd like to go to one of the birds. That's just
good. Well, we've seen a couple videos on Instagram.
It's a different level, man. It's different. Right?
Yeah. It's Eagles fans and Flyers fans are two different.
Yeah.
They're separated, I think. Flyers fans are a little more respectful, in my opinion.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think so. Like, I've been to a lot of football games.
Yeah.
And I can just only imagine on the road, especially if they're not winning. All right, maybe if they're winning too, though, you want to rub it.
I think when they win, it's just
it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse, I think.
They got football, they play once a week, and they're just everything's built up to that one game, especially if you got a trip lined up, you know, and guys just get out of hand. And I saw a couple videos that you guys posted on Instagram, just one of the Eagles games, where they're doing a full on dance off circle and this and that. And it was
pretty
Denver entertaining.
Trip, yeah. We had some good people on that trip.
It looked like it.
You impressed me a lot. When we went to Long Island, you had just gotten back. Where were you coming from? Tampa?
Tampa for the Eagles playoff game.
Slept for like an hour, came back, and we jumped on the Iron Lung there. And he was out there hitting it with a bat. And I'm like, dude, Joe, what are you doing? He goes, making it look mean.
Yeah.
Slap shot. Yeah. Right. I'm kidding. But that was, you have to be tired to go back to back like that.
Yeah.
Oof, Florida.
Yeah, during the season, it gets a little much with the traveling every weekend. But I mean, as long as people have a good time, it's worth it.
That's it.
I'll tell you what, in Arizona, your wife held the fort down there.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she did.
She kept the bar open too, boys. Oh, she was
she knows how to do that. Yeah.
She was buzzing. She's so much fun, though. We had a blast. I mean, give her credit too, because she flew all the way out and she showed up at the bar, and I'm like, I can't even believe this.
Yeah.
Kind of reminding myself of myself back in the day when I was working and I never slept, but still found a way to make it to the bar.
Yeah, you did. What I thought was fascinating was like the connection. I mean, I hadn't met you yet, and the connection she had with all the people that were present for the trip, and then you know, and how they've already attended a couple of these trips, and how they keep coming back because they appreciate everything you guys do and how easy you guys make it for them. So nice following you built up.
We have a lot of repeat clients, and we built a lot of great friendships. The one guy, Todd, comes from Canada.
We met Todd. Yeah,
he's coming this weekend.
Is he? Yeah. A lot of ass crack from Todd here in Arizona.
We tell him to pull his pants up.
I say to Todd, we're looking. He's sitting right in front of us. He's sitting with Mr. Stevens or Howie, sorry. And he keeps the jerseys keeps coming up. And I'm like, good grief, Todd. I'm like, crack kills, man. Yeah. And he's like, sorry, my jeans are loose. I said, it's called a belt. Get one. Tighten it up. He's killing everybody, but it was great.
We became good friends. He actually found us on Facebook in 2014 when we went out to Boston for the Flyers game. And I set him up with, like, one of my friends. He went at the room with somebody, saved some money.
Yeah.
And we kind of just hit it off from there, and he comes on every single trip.
He's a great guy.
To my wedding from Canada.
Oh, did he really? Yeah, man.
You meet some good people on the trip, and it's awesome.
He's always got his number one jersey is the Pelly. He's got Pelly. He's a big Pelly Lindbergh jersey.
Hopefully he'll remove the mask for this trip. He was the only guy in the building rocking the mask.
Canadian regulations. He's the only guy wearing a mask, and he gets a positive test.
Did he? I didn't hear that.
Oh, so he gets up the day of, the last day he's going to be there, he goes gets a test for the next morning. It's positive.
Oh, man.
So he messages us all because we're still there, and he's like, sorry, I just want to give you the heads up, but I'm going to go get another one just to be safe. He goes the next morning, rapid. Negative. He was shitting himself.
He's like,
I don't know what to do. Like, I'm stuck here. I'm like, well, you could fly to Buffalo and then go across.
I guess that's what he was scared about, going back into Canada. It's a different world over there.
It still is.
Ask him about it.
We'll talk about this weekend coming up in Nashville. We're pumped.
Definitely. So we have about 400 fans going out. Obviously, before the trip, we thought the Flyers would be a little better, but I was telling Riley that Nashville kind of sells itself. Fans will go regardless if the team's good or not. So we had the 400 fans. We're going out Friday. We have a big group going out Friday, big group going out Saturday. We have a bar crawl going on Saturday, and then a big all-inclusive pregame party on Sunday for 3 hours right before the game. So we're going to be...
Some people might not make it into the game, but that's all right. Riles. He'll make it.
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to Nashville in a while.
It's been nice weather.
It looks 400 like
Flyer
nice weather,
fans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's gonna be
wild.
So we're 2-0 in Nashville for our trips.
Look out.
Let's keep it going. Coming for you, Nick Cousins.
we've seen some good games. I mean, obviously we've seen some bad games along the way too. So
it's gonna happen, right? It's been a tough year. I mean, you're a Flyers guy, you're a hockey guy. It's just been a tough year. You're right. If they're in the mix right now, you're probably like we don't have enough room for everyone to come, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because
the airlines are just brutal.
Nashville does sell itself though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good place to go.
They
got a good team too. They're playing well. Yeah. They're playing really well too. So
I feel like they always sneak up out of nowhere. They start off bad, and then like they ride a wave into the playoffs and go far. It's just like the city is nuts about it.
The goalie too. Pekka.
Not bad.
That baller, sorry, Pekka.
He ain't there no more.
Baller. I know he said he's not there anymore. He's retired.
He done.
Go ahead,
what's the craziest thing you've seen at one of these? Events, because I feel like there. I feel like there's probably a lot of crazy stuff happening.
I'm trying to think of some crazy stories, like you said, without saying too much. I mean, obviously, the getting escorted out of the arena was pretty wild.
We have
a pretty good team group usually on the trip, so we don't see too many of our fans doing crazy stuff. I think when we went to Chicago, Ryan Hartman's parents. They have a bar in Chicago, and we went out and visited them. And I actually became really good friends with Hartman's dad, and we still text back and forth and everything. He's a really good guy, but we ended up going out and partying. Like, he could drink more than anybody I've ever seen. But he's a great guy. I'm trying to think of other stories. I mean, Prague was unbelievable.
Oh, I can imagine.
Just like, that's just a different animal going international. And the nightlife there is just, I mean,
it was a little bit of fun.
Yeah, you don't sleep in Prague.
Jake, the funny thing is, we go to this huge dinner at Jake's favorite restaurant, like, the day we got there. I think we're maybe a day ahead of you guys. I'm not sure the day you got there, but we were there a few days early. And we go to this restaurant. It's seriously, like, the best food ever. I don't know what you would have done, because it was, like, everything was heavy. But it was so good. You would have found something. But Jake's like, you see why I'm so fucking fat? I come home, this is how I fucking eat.
Boiled potatoes and lamb or what?
What's this in front of me? I fucking...
Well, it's just meat and potatoes.
Oh, that's right. It's unbelievable. Like, food was so good. Oh, my God. Their beers are heavy.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just sticking with the hard stuff.
Is it Nick Lachey's?
No, I'm sick of the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah, hard stuff.
Just vodka for me, you know, that or clear rum.
Oh, yeah.
One of the two.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah, fuck, figure it out.
But, I mean, from, like, a game experience, like, craziness, I mean, we've seen some great games. We saw JVR's first career hat trick.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was in New York at the Islanders. We saw Simmons' first career hat trick. We see some pretty big milestones. It's pretty cool. And we've seen some big games as well. Flyers losing 7-1 in Florida.
It happens.
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault.
I had my equipment guy.
Yeah, right. Were you on the skates that day, Nas?
I think I probably was.
Hope so.
Could have been my fault.
That's always your fault.
But that's all right. But yeah, man, so pumped for this weekend. I can't wait.
We feel like we've talked about it forever.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Every week we're talking about it.
Now
it's getting
here.
Closer, and here we are. So looking forward to it.
I know the fans are super excited as well. I mean, I'm getting emails looking forward to, like, meeting you guys and everything. So
awesome.
It'll be good interacting.
Man, I can't wait. I've had a lot of people that I didn't know, like, jumped in on your trips, like, messaged me, hey, we're going with it. I'm like, oh, sick.
Nice.
Like, I didn't even know you guys, you know, but they're, like, you said 400 people, bound to know one or two.
No. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Obviously, know quite
some
a few.
Familiar
but,
faces, I'm sure.
That's all. I can't wait, man. It's going to be so much fun.
Looking forward to it. I guess we'll see you. Are you going down tomorrow?
Going down tomorrow night. Just make sure everything's prepared and ready. Just
help with your bags or anything. Maybe go a day early.
You're more than welcome.
We're coming in Friday morning.
So we'll Boston coming in hot, boys.
It's my responsibility to keep the bar open. This time Paige isn't coming, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. She's not coming?
No, she's not going, yeah.
Sitting this play out?
Yeah, yeah, she's sitting this one out. She probably knows better.
Yeah,
she's
been international a couple times. Yeah.
She's going to get in one.
That's awesome. We'll miss her. We'll miss her.
Yeah, she'll miss you guys.
Oh, man.
Great things to say about you guys.
We had a good time.
Yeah, well, it was a good time.
Shots? What?
She's nice.
What? He doesn't do shots, so I have to do his.
Yeah.
What is
going on? I think that was the first thing she did when she came to the bar. I was like, I'm like, who is this? And she did a round of shots.
Yeah,
she
knows
how to get the party going. But, and then she yells at me because, like,
the credit card?
Well, I party too much on the trips, but I've scaled it back a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be responsible.
This week. You have to
be responsible enough, like, the first couple nights, because people do spend a lot of money. You're responsible.
Sure, yeah.
Of course,
like, you have to make sure everything runs smoothly and everything, but
yeah.
Sunday nights are usually my nights.
That's your night.
Back.
Once the work's over after. Yeah, exactly.
You might as well just not go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just keep her going and then right to the bird. Sleep on
good strategy, Nasty.
Done it a couple times, maybe.
Oh, maybe the play.
We appreciate you, brother. Yeah, seriously, this is going to be a great weekend, man. You do an unbelievable job. We say it every week, but it really is. It's amazing how smooth. Like, for our first trip we went to, it was so much fun. We're like, it was never really a question for anything. We knew exactly, you know.
Oh, yeah, the detailed itinerary. I was like, looking at this thing, I'm like, wow, this thing is detailed.
Roz, you're late.
Yeah.
You really have to, dumb it down, honestly.
You do,
It's like, there's so many different things, parts of the trip. It's just like, some people say, why do you write so much? And then others are like, why do you have to detail it more? I'm like,
detail it more.
It's pretty detailed.
Every restaurant natural listed on there for barbecue and whatever
people
else.
Still ask questions, so it's just like...
That's probably me.
You know, because you just don't read the emails. And you just ask the question.
Well, that's a problem. I read it for you.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I know when we're leaving.
Yeah, right.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, man.
Sweet. Well, we appreciate you hopping on here and talking shop, and we'll see you.
I appreciate it, yeah.
See you in a couple days.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's right, brother. Can't wait.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
All right, guys, next up, our main man. We're so happy to have him. This guy's a legend. He is, by all accounts, an actual hockey guy that made sponges, but he is a hockey man.
Some pretty damn good sponges.
They're pretty good. I mean, yeah, they do okay.
Hold on a second. Best damn sponge in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Aaron Krause, our good buddy. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks it's really it's an honor to even be asked to be on your podcast because I am a hockey guy. I just happen to make sponges for a living. But I've been playing hockey my whole life. I tried to play in college. I went to Syracuse University, and that's honestly where I found out that I suck. And that's where I found out that I'd be getting a real job. I had a lot of fun playing there. I got a couple souvenirs. I got one up here under my lip. Oh, I got one under here. And then I realized I like having my teeth, and I was going to end up doing something else in my life. I got into inventing. I've got 45 patents now. And obviously, Scrub Daddy is my biggest hit to date, but we're about to rival that with this new
hockey Toby.
State.
Yeah, we love it.
That's right.
Well, it seemed to work out well for your choice to abandon the hockey career and move into the entrepreneur.
What were you thinking? You got punched in the face for 10 years.
I should have making some sponges. You,
that was just all that was is a sideshow so that I can accumulate enough money so we can end up doing the Toby thing.
There you go. I like where your head's at. Well, why don't you talk to us about the Toby and how it came to be, and your role in the marketing and branding of this thing?
Yeah, well, so I mean, because of the Shark Tank, effect, and everybody kind of seeing me on Shark Tank and being an inventor and entrepreneur, I get approached all the time with people who have crazy ideas.
Sure.
And I would say 3-4 times a day I get an email or a letter, and it's someone with their new idea. And that's kind of how the Toby thing happened. One day someone brought this brand new technology in hockey sticks to my COO, John O'Brien, who at the time was managing a roller hockey team. And John brought it to me and said, what do you think of this stick? Like, it's crazy. It's a blade's got holes in it. When I first saw it, I thought it was plastic. And I thought it was only made for outdoor roller hockey. I grew up in the, playing hockey in the 70s and 80s, and there was a stick called Mylek Airflow.
Sure.
And they had a bunch of holes in it, and that's literally what I thought this was. I threw it in my car. I didn't think anything of it, and I thought, one day I'll play with it. But I was coaching Flyers youth at the Voorhees Skate Zone where my son was playing, and took a slap shot with my, $280 stick, and it, the story. It's just snapped. The blade broke off, and I had to finish practice, and the shop was closed. So I said, I got a stick in my car, and I went and got the stick, and I finished practice with it. And at the end of practice, I thought I'll just rip a couple shots off. I just want to see how fast this plastic blade breaks, because it kind of felt good, and you don't tape it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious on how this thing would perform, because it was actually holding the puck pretty well. So I ripped a shot off, and I'm telling you, it was the hardest shot I've taken since college.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what is this thing? And that particular season was my son, I think it was Squirts, and it's the first time that in USA Hockey you're allowed, kids are allowed to take slap shots. Before that, they're only allowed to take wrist shots. And my son had the worst slap shot of anyone I had ever seen in my life. It was embarrassing. Truthfully, he couldn't lift the puck. He couldn't move the puck. He would slap it, and it would like dribble down the rink. Anyway, he had gone from having a season where he was scoring every game to he couldn't score a goal. And we were 10 games in and doing our 5 a.m. morning drive up the Jersey Turnpike, and he's just jabbering in my ear. He sucks. He's never going to score again. He's the worst player. And I'm like, oh, shut up. And I started thinking, I wonder if the stick would help him, because it obviously helped me with my slap shot. So I bought him one. And the first game he played with, he's coming down the left wing. He's a lefty. And he rips off a shot. It goes a laser over the goalie's shoulder. And everyone's like, who was it? Who was it? And someone said it was Bryce. He comes over. I said, Bryce, was that you? He said, yeah, Dad, that was me. I said, no, it wasn't. It was the stick.
That is great.
So, from there, he started scoring every game with some of the best slap shots I've ever seen. I just had the pleasure of showing you guys his latest slap shot.
I had seen that.
I mean, he's ripping shots former NHLers are telling me their 90-mile-an-hour slap shot. He's 16. Anyway, from there, I really got intrigued by this technology. What is this thing? And so I researched it. I called the company up. It's three guys who started the company. This guy Tovey, this guy Richard, and this guy Scott. And they kind of came up with this incredible idea to change the technology of hockey blades. And so if you know the technology of hockey sticks, which now I know intimately, I grew up, they were all wood, right? There was a solid wood stick and a solid wood blade. Mm-hmm. And then it moved into you could get a aluminum stick or a carbon, a fiber stick, and you could insert a solid blade in. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the way, while the shaft technology improved so that you could dial in flex, the blade technology went backwards and they started forming a piece of styrofoam in the middle of the blade. And that really is what intrigued me. These guys had figured out how to mold a solid carbon fiber blade that was as strong as steel. And it was so strong that they could perforate it with these openings. And now it's just basic science, guys. It's no wind resistance. So shots are faster, passing is faster, and you don't tape it. So you actually have the most natural feel of the puck, which was right back to when I used to use it with a wood stick where I could feel the puck. Yep. And today, you got a piece of styrofoam in there, and then you wrap it up with a whole bunch of tape, and you do not feel the puck. And I started talking to these guys, and I said, so, you know, how's it going? You know, how's your sales? We're selling, you know, a stick a year. I was like, guys.
You bought one of them.
I was like, I guess that was me. Yeah. You know, and they had named the company Carbon Sports Airblade, which tough. Is just that's a tough, tough name to.
That's probably something I would come up with.
Yeah. That's a lot of words. Also, it's a lot of words to put down a stick, right, and your hands cover half of it. So I said, hey, guys, you know who I am? They said, yeah. I said, you want to play Shark Tank? And they said, yeah. I said, all right, I want this much of the company for this much money, but I want a seat on the board, and I control your branding and your marketing, advertising, logo design, all of it, carte blanche. And they said, done. So I signed a deal,
nice.
Became an owner of the company, and my first matter of business was we're changing the name Carbon Sports Airplane.
Yeah, right.
And I renamed the company Tovey, which is, you know, after one of the founders. It's four letters. It's got movement. It's got an O in it. I was able to put a diamond in it because if you look at the blade, it's diamond pattern, which is extremely durable. You know, triangles are one of the strongest shapes in science and physics, and so are diamonds. And diamonds are made of carbon, solid carbon, which is indicative of what the stick is made of.
Right.
And so I renamed this Diamond Air Blade, not Air Blade, like a fan, but Diamond Air Blade. And then I was able to put that diamond in the O, and we had movement. And if you ever see my son skating with a stick, I place the wording such that you see the branding the whole time you're playing with a stick.
Right. Yeah.
Makes sense.
We relaunched the company with the original stick called the Mirage. And the name, reason we made this name the Mirage is because when the puck is on this blade, you can't find it. It creates this mirage effect.
Oh, okay.
And and I happen to know somebody who actually uses the Mirage, and he's quite good at it.
Been the best decision I made in the last 6 months. And I broke my stick and the nasty passed on to Tovey, and
he comes back. He's like, he looks, he says, "What? What? There's no take. Just take it.
Just take it."
Goes and buries. Comes back. Goes, "I really like this stick."
Yeah, honestly. No, but the feel is
amazing.
We could get him back in the NHL. I think
last weekend's game, we almost put him on waivers because he was missing games, Aaron. He missed a few, but he came back strong last week.
Keep throwing passes in my wheelhouse like that. I can score all day.
Right in his feet, he's just good enough to pick them up. That's the difference.
Well, that's the story. I mean, here we are. We've got four different models now. We've got the Mirage, which Rouse uses, and then we came out with a Sabotage. We have the Barrage, and we just launched our brand new Entourage, which is our lightest and most balanced stick. And now we're in the process of figuring out a new technology where we're able to thin the blade down, and we're going to have the lightest stick probably in the world. Give us about another 4 months, and that product is going to launch. And the tip of the blade now is actually as thin as a dime, but it's actually twice as strong as any blade out in the market. I was at NHL headquarters, sitting literally this close to Gary Bettman, and I presented the stick to him, and he said to me, "This has got to be the biggest advancement in hockey stick technology I've seen in over a decade." He had a couple good questions. He said the shots are faster. He's like, how fast are we talking? Because I'm not sure I want 120 mile an hour slap right. shot in the league. I said, it's not. It's really nominal. It's like 1 to 2 miles an hour faster, and that's just enough to beat the goalie. And I said, and that's what you need, because I was at one of your games last week. I'm a season ticket holder to the Flyers, and Flyers lost 1-0. I sat through three periods with my daughter, and they didn't score a single goal, and I asked Bettman for my money back. So he got the point.
Yeah.
They end up doing their testing on the stick. And what they found was they put the stick in a vise and they shoot pucks at the toe of the blades at 100 miles an hour. And all the other sticks in the market explode.
Blow up, yeah.
And they shot the puck at ours at 100 miles an hour and the puck broke.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I remember seeing that footage. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's not something I'm allowed to share. I can talk about it, but I can't share the video because owned by the NHL. But I will tell you, it's unbelievable how durable, how strong the stick is. We're the only company that gives a 90-day warranty, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Our blades are the strongest. Our blade actually can be used on concrete, on sport court, and on ice. And you can't do that with any other stick on the market.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've used it on both as well. And
yeah.
I love it. And you know, I think the challenge, just the psychological challenge for any hockey player, is that ceremonial process of taping their stick and getting away from it. But like life evolves and the world evolves, like it's just getting past that little hump.
Listen, right? I know what you're saying. I'm a hockey player too. There's a superstition. There's a ritual. I used to, you know, think if I didn't tie my skates a certain way, you know, I always go around the back, and we would lose the game because of it.
Yeah.
You know what? It took 10 years for people to switch off wood and start using carbon fiber. Yeah. 10 years. That's a decade of wasted talent.
Sure.
No one would use a wood stick now, right?
Yeah, right.
But this is the same thing. Like, we have to raise a new generation of kids who realize that tape is not just a waste of time. It's a waste of resources.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you go into a locker room, these kids are throwing balls of tape all over the place.
Yeah, 100%.
And there's no reason for it because our coating, which is called Diamond Coat Liquid Tape, which is baked on at the factory, lasts 30 games. And then we have a reapplication that lasts another 30 games. It's much less expensive, and it's hydrophobic. It actually rejects water and ice, so it doesn't build up on your blade. And because of the holes, the ice goes through the blade.
Mm-hmm.
So you start realizing, like, do I want this soaking wet like tape that's getting all torn up, and then the ice is forming all over it, and you're scraping it really hard to try and get it off? And I'll tell you, there's so many times where the kids are, you know, jumping on and off the bench, and one of the kids steps on a piece of tape and just goes sliding out and, you know, and falls. I've seen it a million times. And there's no reason to have tape on the ice. This technology, it's going to take a little while. Trying to change a pro who's gotten to that level, doing what they're doing, and trying to tell them, no, you've been doing it wrong, it's really hard. And that's why we are launching our junior line. And we have a huge announcement coming up about Tovey. There is a brand called Raven. And and people who really follow hockey will know Raven has been making junior sticks. They basically saw a niche, I guess it was about 8 or 9 years ago, that none of the brands were making 20, 30, and 40 flex sticks for really young kids.
Right.
And that's what they did. They're a Canadian company out of Toronto. And they started making sticks only for the youth and only in these really low flexes. And they did a great job, turned it into a multi-million dollar company. Had no technology and no IP.
Mm.
And so what happened is Bauer, CCM, Warrior, they all like, thank you.
Yep.
And they all started making the exact same flexes. And it really put a hurting on this company. We're now in talks with that company, and it looks like Tovey is going to acquire the brand. And all our junior line will be called the Tovey Raven.
Nice.
And we'll incorporate all of those kids into our brand. But we have 5 patents on the blade. And we'll put the Diamond Air Blade into the Raven stick, and then we're going to raise up a whole new generation of kids who realize, hey, why would I tape my stick? I've got better feel, I got better control, and wow, look at my shot. I mean, it comes flying off the stick.
It flies off that blade. Oh, yeah. I'm not someone you really want talking about a shot, but as bad as
my
shot is,
that's why it's a disher.
The puck snaps,
hey, I've seen you score with it.
Snaps off that blade.
It does.
Like, I mean, it pops. And we've got a couple sticks in some NHL guys' hands, and they've had some really good feedback, and they're still working with it. So I think it's going to take that one guy, you know, because it's like the helmet test, Riggs? Like,
oh, yeah.
You see, it'd be funny, a guy's had a concussion, and, hey, you need to wear this helmet. It's just some sort of a change. Well, let me look in the mirror. You know, yeah, it's just and it's just it's gonna take one guy, and we've got guys. You know, we got guys. You've worked.
I got
hard.
This guy right here.
Yeah, we just gotta
We just gotta get him back in the league. And by the way, I think the Flyers could use you right now. Yeah, so. Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. It's gonna take one guy, and so we have a top down and a bottom up approach, right? We got to get the youth to do it, and it's like the chicken and the egg. Like the youth want to see a pro use it, you know, and a pro won't use it until you know he thinks it's the greatest thing ever, and so it's really hard. It will take one guy. It's going to take a Maverick who is ready for something new, something different. And I've been telling a bunch of guys on Flyers, I'm not sure what you got to lose right now. Right.
Yeah,
so just try anything. Because, you know, I'm going to games and leaving, you know, with tears in my eyes. So just try anything. But yeah, we'll get one. It's going to take it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some hand holding. But again, it took a long time to get people to switch over from wood to these carbon fiber sticks. But one thing about me is I won't stop till it's done.
Yeah. No, and just feeling it myself, it's going to get done. I mean, it's such a difference from, and like I said, I never played in any kind of level, but the feel of the stick is amazing. It really is.
Yeah, you said like you get one guy to get past that hump, and then a couple teammates try it out, and then it's just this momentum. But again, we talked about it. It's just like that the roadblock of just getting past a new technology, right? It's always taken.
Here's another problem with us hockey players. Like, you know it. You see a guy out there wearing some new pad or some. What do? You just start chirping him.
Yeah.
You chirp him the whole day, the whole game. You skate by him and you make a couple comments. The locker room, you're tearing him up. You know, and a lot of hockey players, they don't want to be that guy. They don't want to be the guy that's got the blade with a bunch of holes in it. However, and I'm sure, you know, people are aware, Bauer knew we were coming out with this stick. And they went to work real fast and came out with a stick with a giant mail slot in it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think should be illegal. It's really dangerous. If a finger gets caught in there, I already seen in games other kids' sticks get caught in that, right? So I think that's dangerous. But, you know, you go to take a shot and it ends up hitting that area. That puck's going anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they try to beat us to the punch and put a giant hole in it. And a lot of people on our team were like, no way. What are we going to do? We can't sue them. It's not our patent. You know, because our patent is this.
Sure.
Right? So putting a giant hole in it is not our patent. And by the way, it's not that smart. It's still got the foam core inside of it.
Yeah, it's still
the same old technology. It's just repackaged with a giant hole in it. So you're paying for less material. Good for them. They're making more money. However, the difference is because Bauer now says, you can have a hole in your blade. I think that changes the conversation, and a bunch of kids will say, well, if you can have a hole in your blade, why couldn't you have holes, the whole thing be full of holes?
Sure.
So I think, you know, that the tech, it's starting to move.
Yeah.
I think the needle's starting to move. And if you have the industry leader out there putting a giant hole in there and saying, yeah, you can have holes in your stick,
right?
Yeah.
Then I think it's just a matter of time.
100%. And you know what? At the end of the day, pros want the best technology out there, right? 100%. I mean, they're looking for the edge.
Yeah.
And if that's what this is, which is, it seems to be, it's just a matter of, like you're saying, a matter of time before they will take that leap of faith. So
I watched a guy shooting pucks at your house that plays in NHL, and that I thought he was going to rip your goal. I thought he was going to break the goal. That thing was popping in there. But
he did rip it, actually.
The next
morning I went out, there was a couple holes in it.
Thanks a lot, Ivan.
Yeah.
it's like we're saying, it's going to take that guy. And I know you've traveled, you work your ass off with everything you do. And I know you saw some guys from other teams. And, you know, it's talk. It's getting talked about.
It is.
And even, you know, it's not what you're looking for, but even in our men's league, you should see how many people now have. I wish I could say it was because of me, but I do tell them. I'm like, you can't believe it. You guys on our team bought them. Oh my God. Like, yeah, Stranick last week, Slapper. He's like, I don't think I've ever shot the puck that hard in my life, you know. But
it's the same thing that happened to me. That's really why I jumped on this.
Yeah.
Because I realized this wasn't all the technology that's been in hockey sticks recently is just repackaged and relabeled. Oh, let's put a new branding. We'll call it Hyperlite.
And
everyone's trying to make the stick lighter and lighter and lighter and light. Like, there's a point where it's diminishing returns on being light. You need to feel a stick in your hand. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't have this thing just be a feather and try to rip a slap
and be
shot
durable.
With it. So, you know, what's the technology change? And this is real technology.
Yeah.
And this is real change. I do think that the more people that are out there and start having success with it, you'll get that snowball rolling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys are out there using it. But until we get the NHLer that uses this in a game and rips the same shot that I'm talking about, and everyone goes, oh, my God, that's going to change the entire conversation, and we won't be able to keep up with production. Yeah. I can guarantee it. Yeah. Now, we make these in the U.S. These are made up in Boston. We've got our own facility right now, and we're absolutely trying to grow and develop the business. At some point, I'll get you guys to invest in it.
100%. Yeah.
So,
love it.
Yeah, we're moving and shaking, and I believe that when we change, the last piece of the puzzle for us will be this new blade. Mm-hmm. The new blade is even more durable, and it's thinner and lighter, and I think that will help with some people saying that the blade is a little heavier because our blade is solid. So, of course, it's going to be heavier than the hollow, styrofoam blade that you're using. But there's science behind that, and we keep trying to explain that to people. Our stick is about science. It's about aerodynamics. And when you have a hammer, you don't want the weight centered. Right. You're not trying to have this thing balanced. You want a hammer. You want all the weight at the head where you're doing the hitting. Well, guess what a hockey stick is, guys? Yeah. It's a hammer.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing with it. You're ripping shots. Yeah. And so you need a little extra weight down below, but we're going to try and lighten it up a little bit just so you don't feel the perception isn't there, but it will still be a little bit heavier on the blade, which is what you want.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, you know, it sounds like you got it figured out, right?
You're
targeting the pros, working from the ground up with the youth, the technology, which is way ahead of its time. Props to you for putting the intelligence into this thing, because God knows the world, hockey world needs,
Everyone's like, I don't understand, why is a sponge guy making hockey sticks?
I'm a hockey guy.
I'm a hockey guy making sponges, guys,
Yeah, they're not bad. They work pretty damn good too.
Well, the greatest thing is having, advocates like you guys, and I couldn't be happier having you using the stick of it. Yeah. All I keep getting these. I got a text the other day from Lou Nolan, and it was you ripping shots and talking and talking about the Toby stick. Someone was like, hey, aren't you supposed to be asleep right now or napping? You were like, right?
Yeah, I was way past my bedtime.
Yeah, past your bedtime.
A couple snipes, though. Yeah, a couple dishes. Yeah. Could have probably had 10 more if I would have.
It's funny now when one of the guys on our team, we have like five guys using the Toby. When they score, everybody goes, Toby! Yeah. That's all you hear is everybody yelling it. It's pretty cool.
Just getting going.
I'm gonna stop talking after this, but one of the greatest moments in Tovey history so far is I'm at the Flyers alumni game with my son, and Riles is out there, and the first play of the game, he comes down, and all I'm screaming is, give it to Riley, give it to Riley, and here it comes, pops over to Riley, he goes in, rips the shot, top shelf, and I'm telling you, the whole place explodes, and my son and I are screaming, Tovey! I'm not cheering for you, Rex. I'm just going nuts, Tovey scores the first goal of the game, it's in the Wells Fargo Center, you're wearing a Flyers uniform, there's 10,000 people in the stadium. I am going absolutely crazy. And then I look over and the fridge has got the stick, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Fedoric's holding the Tovey. I don't even know how he got it, and as I'm watching him, he starts muscling in front of the net. He scores with a Tovey. Anyway, was one of the greatest nights of my life.
We should have given Fridge those way back in the day.
Right?
Yeah, he liked
Tovey it. Double header right there. And
that's it.
And my night was made.
Yeah, we had the Tovey in a couple other guys' hands that day too. Big E and Johnny LeClaire. And, again, it's just continue to introduce this to players, and eventually this thing's going to catch on. It's just like anything else, right? You just keep seeing it. You keep seeing it. You keep feeling it. Eventually, you'll get on the ice and give it a whirl. So,
well, because of that, I brought my my scrub daddy.
This
is my famous scrub daddy jersey here, right?
Yeah. Beautiful.
And a signature I don't have is Mr. Cote.
You sure you want it?
I want it badly. What are you talking about? I saw you rip that shot in the alumni game. I'll never forget it.
Gee, not bad.
It was all Tovey. It was all Tovey.
Ghost and G.
I thought you were going to mention Brashear's saucer pass to me there. The first shift of the game.
It was a sweet pass.
It was,
And the Tovey just ate it right up. Just ate it right up, just the way the Tovey does.
I tell people all the time, you can snap a hard pass you want, and I can take it one handed on my backhand.
Oh yeah,
stick. And I don't have that. My mitts aren't that good, but I mean the just the way
it's it because it's it. Solid.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, yeah, because it doesn't hit that, right. that foam core and bounce off. As you guys know, how long are the pros using their stick for?
A game.
Oh, yeah. A game.
Yeah,
and they're using it for a game because after a bunch of shots, you've turned the blade into a wet noodle.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's the truth. And then you know they go and sell the stick on pro stock hockey,
yeah.
and someone's playing with you know a second rate stick. Our stick doesn't ever lose the pop. It is solid. It is solid molded carbon fiber, 100% solid. So we've done a million shots on it, and it doesn't lose the pop. And that's just game-changing. As long as we can get some people to yes. realize that they want to change their game.
Yeah, right. That's it.
That's it.
Never mind.
But listen, I did it with sponges.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure I'm sure I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have. I 100%
believe in you.
Hey, if anyone hasn't tried Scrub Day, single-handedly the best sponge in the world. Sorry, guys, I had to.
No, you have. Hey, you have to. It, yeah. it is. He's not lying.
It is. Yeah.
You have. I have. You know what? I have, Aaron. I wanted to. I had this idea about maybe something that you could use on a grill. I want to run it over you.
Yeah.
We can edit that.
Out.
It's out. Came out. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm kidding.
It's out on the market. He's talking about our new barbecue daddy brush. if you go, you can find it all over the internet now. It's already selling and it's selling out. Actually, we sold out already. We created a new barbecue brush. Changes the world, like we like to do. My
yes.
favorite thing to do. No bristles. None of those like sharp bristles that fall off
yeah.
and you cook in your food and then you eat them. It's got scrub daddy material inside it. It changes texture with water temperature. You dip this thing in cold water and it steam cleans your grill. I'm telling you, just go and look on the internet. There's a bunch of videos now. A couple influencers, a couple barbecue guys have done some videos, and they're all like, oh, my God.
We were one of the first ones to see it.
Yeah.
We were lucky really to see it.
You guys saw it when yeah. it was still prototype stages yeah. in my yeah. office, right? Yeah.
That's right. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, the one thing that I never want to stop doing is innovating, right? And I can tell you that the stick isn't the end of the company. That's only the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We have several other technologies that we're working on in terms of visors, blades, new coatings for the stick. So we're already working on what's next. What's going to be next for Tovey, not just, hey, let's sell a couple sticks.
Right,
right.
It's let's build an innovative hockey stick company that turns into an innovative hockey company.
Yeah.
And you know, that would be a lot of fun if one day I sell Scrub Day. I'm taking over CEO of this one.
There we go, yeah. baby. I love it.
Don't tell Tovey.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you and everything you've done in business and what you're moving forward with and doing in the hockey world. So we're here to support you. Anything we can do to help you, we love the stick. And we're going to keep scoring with it.
Appreciate you guys. Keep repping the stick. And we just got to get some more TikTok videos of you ripping them.
That's the truth.
That's right.
That's how we blow this thing up.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Yeah, thanks, busy man. Awesome. That's for sure.
Pleasure.